This is Radio Superior 1950, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the head of the Great Lakes, Jack McKenna speaking. It's Saturday, December 2nd, 1950. New Martin has the 6 o'clock news. Rapid Ray has the dope on last night's Minneapolis Lakers game. Harriet has society news, including a Bayfield hermit who needs help.
Harriet's pretty concerned about that hermit. It's all that she can talk about.
If Harriet's on the case, the hermit will be saved.
I don't think he wants to be saved. Hermits are funny that way.
Imagine that. A hermit who wants to be left alone. Huh. The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by the Firestone Home and Auto Store. Get great Christmas gifts, including a Lionel 6-unit diesel freight train for just $14.95. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. Chinese Reds are tossing their full strength for attack on Pyongyang while the United Nations tries to find a solution for the Korean police action. We begin our World Shortwave Radio report from the North Korean capital.
Hello, this is Max Jordan on the front lines near Pyongyang. Chinese Reds swarmed forth tonight for an attack on Pyongyang. Allied rear echelon units and refugees streamed south out of the former North Korean communist capital ahead of the new red wave. The Eighth Army is trying desperately to hold a defense line 30 miles north of Pyongyang. An Eighth Army spokesman here says, quote, "We will not withdraw from any position or anywhere until forced to do so by enemy action," end quote. If forced to do so, he says the army will destroy things of value to the enemy during its retreat. Inside this frightened city of 300,000 people, military police are getting ready to evacuate. Communist leaflets dropped today tell residents that they are about to be freed from United Nations forces. It exhorts Koreans in Pyongyang to break down transportation and communication systems, trains and warehouses. Allied sympathizers report a fifth column has infiltrated this city. Rigid controls have been set up at the city's gates. Powerful Chinese columns from the half-million-man force thrown into the Korean campaign are rolling southward at the Allies' exposed right flank. Red vanguards had thrust into nearby Songchon, but American foot soldiers are fighting desperately to recapture the town. Without it, the Allies' eastern front could collapse. In Pyongyang, this is Max Jordan.
This is Drew Pearson with the Washington Merry-Go-Round. British and French skepticism over General MacArthur and his risking of an all-out war with China has focused attention on friction, long hushed up, between Washington and occupied Tokyo. The friction is one reason for President Truman's sudden flight to Wake Island recently. The president has never admitted publicly that there is any difficulty with MacArthur. Furthermore, MacArthur has been almost obsequious in conferring with Washington. Only once or twice has he been curt or abrupt. The first time was October 12th, when instructed not to bomb Chinese bases or Chinese soil, he shot back a bitter cable. My sources quote the cable as saying, "My troops are being bombed and strafed by planes based on the north side of the Yalu River. What do you propose I do about it?" MacArthur never got an answer. About 24 hours after the Wake meeting between the general and Mr. Truman, small Chinese units crossed into North Korea, but MacArthur refused to believe reports of Red intervention. For 10 days, MacArthur falsely reassured Washington that there was no Chinese intervention. MacArthur believed the Chinese were only bluffing. He now knows he was wrong. In Washington, this is Drew Pearson.
This is New York, Stan Turner reporting. Prime Ministers of Britain and France discussed the critical world situation today in London on the eve of Prime Minister Clement Attlee's flight to meet President Truman tomorrow. Although the crisis in Korea prompted the meeting, Attlee and French Premier René Clément also talked about European defense and rearming Germany. It's believed that the joint French-British policy will strengthen Attlee's hand when he arrives in Washington. Amid this tension, Chinese Communist United Nations delegate Chen Qiao conferred with U.N. Secretary General Trygve Lie, apparently in connection with Lee's efforts to solve the Korean conflict. This all came as U.S. delegate Warren Austin flew to Washington to report on secret Allied parleys to Secretary of State Dean Acheson. Even as the threat of the use of atomic weapons in Korea has pushed the world to the edge of atomic warfare, Look magazine is reporting that the United States now has 700 A-bombs in its stockpile. The 700 A-bomb estimate is quite a bit higher than any previously published guesses, which had placed the stockpile at between 200 and 400. Look magazine also reports that there are only doubtful chances of success in building the hydrogen bomb. In New York, this is Stan Turner.
KUWS Radio News Time is 6:07. Jack McKenna has this message from Firestone Home and Auto Store.
Thank you, Lou. Indeed, I do have. This is just a labor of love for me because we get to talk about the Lionel 6-unit diesel freight. I had one of those when I was younger. Oh, boy. $14.95, I can't believe it. That is such a good bargain. Now, this has a locomotive, remote control, and built-in horn. Illuminated caboose. Hey, the caboose is not loose. It's got a light in it. A 90-watt transformer will run the Lionel 6-unit diesel freight just like for real. And look, it's got that light in front of the engine, too. And it goes toot-toot. Ha ha. Boy, I think I'll buy one of those for myself. I can afford $14.95, especially for a Lionel 6-unit diesel freight. You betcha. Hey, ladies, we haven't forgotten about you. Ladies' white figure skates, just $9.95. You'll just have to go down to Firestone in Ashland, Wisconsin, 210 2nd Street West. This is Jack McKenna for Firestone Home and Auto Store. Lou?
A Foxborough soldier left for dead about a month ago is home today. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has this remarkable story.
Sergeant John Purcell Jr. was unconscious in a muddy ditch north of the 38th parallel in Korea. The 19-year-old was picked up by a Korean Christian and led to safety after a group of prisoners he was with was massacred by North Korean guards. Purcell was one of only six of the 30 prisoners who survived. The North Koreans used burp guns to kill the others. Purcell had been captured and fighting near Taejon on July 25th. He says that they were treated well while the Koreans were on the offensive, but that changed with the Allied attack at Incheon on September 15th. 376 prisoners from the 24th Infantry Division were held in Seoul and then forced to march to Pyongyang after the attack on Incheon. They arrived in Pyongyang in October. They were loaded in cattle cars and fed only crackers for a week. About 300 of the POWs died of exposure. On October 21st, the survivors were rounded up and told to await chow. That's when the guards opened fire on them. Sergeant Purcell is staying with his parents, Mr. and Mrs. Frank Holsklaw, in Foxborough while he's on leave. He says this Thanksgiving was Thanksgiving, Christmas, Independence Day, and a whole lifetime wrapped up in this one reunion, Lou.
Dairy farmers are picketing two Bridgman Russell milk plants in Duluth. Dairy Farmers Union Local 292 President John Banks Jr. says they put up picket lines this morning demanding a raise. Bridgman Russell President Herbert Nordahl says that he'll wait until the Secretary of Agriculture releases his findings from hearings held in Duluth this week. Longtime Douglas County Highway Commissioner Conrad Hanson has passed away. He joined the Highway Commission in 1916 at the age of 32, became the Highway Commissioner in 1921, serving 29 years until he took a medical leave last summer. As a conservationist, Mr. Hanson planted trees in and around the Gordon and Ox Lake area. Present Highway Commissioner Eugene Potter called his leadership full of integrity, with taxpayers his first consideration. And Paul Holden of Holden Insurance Company has been named chairman of his 12 upstate county insurance men's district. Mr. Holden says that he will uphold the mission by opposing bad practices and will uphold right principles. Jack?
Lou Martin, the keeper of the newsman's code. Keep your pencils sharp, your copy clean, and your whiskey neat. Now let's check the forecast for this Saturday night, December the 2nd, 1950. Light snow flurries and much colder. Tonight's low should be about 2 above, with Sunday's high at 10 above. Make that 2 whiskeys neat, just to keep warm. It's music time. Here's Eddie Arnold to keep you warm with Cattle Call on the Martin and McKenna Moo Show.
Are howling, way out where the dog is bawling, where spurs are a jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. As he rounds up the cattle each fall. Singing his cattle call. And he sings with an old western drawl, singing his cattle call.
Eddie Arnold and Cattle Call on station KUWS. Friends, here's a suggestion that will make someone happy this Christmas. The new 1951 Zenith Cobra-Matic radio phonograph is on sale at Northern Electric in Ashland. The Zenith Cobra-Matic plays any speed record now made or yet to come from 10 RPM to 85. Any size record, too. From 7-inch, 10 or 12-inch. And here's the best news of all. This mahogany Zenith radio phonograph is only $259. That's right. Increase your music and listening pleasure for just $259 at Northern Electric Company, 505 West 2nd Street in Ashland, the store under the clock. Harriet is in next. Let's listen to Les Paul and Mary Ford, and the world is waiting for the sunrise, indeed, on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every rose is covered with dew. And while the thank you.
That's Paul and Mary Ford. And the world is waiting for the sunrise on station KUWS.
Let me introduce community editor Harriet Farig. Nice petticoat, Harriet.
I'm glad you like it, Lewis. You gave it to me for my birthday.
He knew that.
I knew that.
It's all right, Lewis.
Yes, it can happen to almost anybody.
Maybe.
Stop helping me.
The Ladies' Aid Society of Hope Congregational will have their annual Christmas sale at 8 p.m. Monday in the church parlor. Mrs. Clarence Hagberg and Mrs. Eli Anderson say the sale includes baked goods, woven rugs, and other homemade articles. Pie and coffee will be served. Concordia Lutheran Church will take on a typical Christmas scene for its Christmas tea tomorrow evening. Choir director Miss Edna Fox says they'll have 28 fragrant balsam table trees decorated with Christmas motifs, supplemented by boughs of Norway pine along the pillars. 600 guests are expected. Concordia Lutheran pastor Andrew Bowe will give the invocation. And we'll have this exclusive update on Diane the Huntress.
The Saucy Yossi?
Oh, Jack. The wife of Chauncey the Bear Hunter of Iron River is trying to become a United States citizen. The U.S. Consular Service in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
That's in Canada, folks.
Yes, thanks for helping, Jack. I have it firsthand that the U.S. Consular Service in Winnipeg has approved a new visa for Diane. She tells me that this is such a load off her mind. Ever since immigration officials warned the newly wedded couple last January that her status was unclear. Congratulations, Goodwill Ambassador Chauncey the Bear Hunter and wife Diane the Huntress. Finally, this sad story of a hermit. Rather than be separated from his beloved dog and cat, 83-year-old Fred Henkin, the hermit of Waxmouth Camp, is choosing to endure another winter in his simple shack in the woods 7 miles east of the town of Bayfield. He'll continue to live in his single-walled, poorly heated, drafty two-room cabin in spite of being in poor health. County welfare officials are trying to get Mr. Henkin to move into a home for old pensioners in Washburn. Jack and Lewis, this is terrible. Mr. Henkin can barely walk. It's a major task for him to go outside and get an armful of wood for his old cast iron heater. The trouble is, if he moved into one of the old pensioners' homes, he'd have to give up his dog, Prince, and his cat, Boots.
I understand your concern, Harriet, but some fellas just want to be left alone.
Say, I live alone in a two-room apartment that has pretty lousy heat, and no one's offering me anything.
And other fellas want to be the center of attention.
But you haven't answered the question on everybody's mind, Harriet. What is Chauncey and Diane's last name? I don't think it's Bear and Huntress.
It's Bottoms.
Bottoms? As in Lou's got a flat bottom?
Leave my posterior out of this.
You have a nice bottom, Lewis. But it's Chauncey and Diane Bottoms, Jack. Lewis?
No jokes about Diane's bottom.
I don't have to. You just did.
Lewis.
Ha! On with the music, folks. Here's Joe Stafford and Make Love to Ray.
Jack!
At least you got jacked last.
Take me in your arms and never let me go. Whisper to me softly while the moon is low. Hold me close and tell me what I want to know. Say it to me gently, let the sweet talk flow. Come a little closer, make love to me. Kiss me once again before we say goodnight. Take me in your loving arms and squeeze me tight. Put me in a mood so I can dream all night. Everybody's sleeping, so it's quite all right. Come a little closer, make love to me. Chills run up my spine. Don't you know I love you so? I won't be happy till you're mine. When I'm in your arms, you give my
about you is so doggone sweet. Every time we kiss, you make my life complete. Baby doll, you know you swept me off my feet. Now's the time to tell you, make love to me. You is so doggone sweet. Every time we kiss, you make my life complete. Baby doll, you know you swept me off my feet. Now's the time to tell you, hey, baby, make love to me.
Joe Stafford and Make Love to Me on station KUWS. Now let's check in on the sporting world with Rapid Ray Paulson. Hi, Ray.
Hiya, Jake. You and Joe, huh? Jimmy's Tavern brings us tonight's sports. Enjoy your favorite beverages while playing shuffleboard or ten pins at Jimmy's, 1812 Iowa Avenue. Jimmy McGinnis, your host. Two Fighting Cage squads will be out to maintain their undefeated records next week. Central Vikings coach Norm Olson tangles with Cathedral mentor Steve Bashan's Panthers at 8 o'clock next Thursday. Coach Olson will put George Anderson and Gene Jubenville at forward, Charlie Anderson at center, and George Hansen and George Brown at guard. Bob Herubin will be Coach Bashan's starting center with Sid Cook and Dave Tucker at guard. Joe Louis is still wearing boxing gloves, but whether he'll use them again in a title bout is a big question. A slim Chicago Stadium crowd of 9,000 saw former heavyweight champ Louis score a methodical win over Cesar Brion last night. The 36-year-old Brown Bomber is but a shadow of his former stalking, slashing self, and his gate receipts aren't what they used to be. He took home about $14,000. Every once in a while, George Mikan of Minneapolis Lakers basketball fame has an off night. Yes, last night he scored only 15 points. That was the best the bespectacled center could do as the Lakers beat the Tri-City Blackhawks 85-66. That's 13 points below Mikan's season average of 23 points. This is Rapid Ray Paulson reminding you that everyone loves a good sport.
Thanks, Ray. Boy, is Harriet busy working the phones. Maybe she'll get some help for that hermit after all.
Funny how he's getting what most of us non-herpentinians are always looking for. Attention from...
hermitians.
Attention. From the fairer sex.
Now, why didn't we think of that? On with the good time music on the Martin and McKenna Show. Here's Gary and Daddy Bing Crosby, and Play a Simple Melody.
Won't you play some simple melody like my mother sang to me? With a good old-fashioned harmony, play some simple melody.
Musical demon, set your honey a-dreamin', won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical nag to some sweet, beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of a tune that is choppy, you'll get all my applause. And that is simply because I want to listen to rag. I musical demon. Set your honey a dream, and won't you play me some melody? Just change that classical
my mother
to some sweet,
to
beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of a tune that is choppy, you get all my applause. And that is
play
simply because
some simple
I want to
melody.
Listen to demon, set your honey a dream, won't you play me some rags? Just change that classical night
my mother
sang
to me.
Beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of a tune that is choppy, you get all my applause. And that is simply because
some simple melody.
Play from a copy of a tune that is choppy. You get all of my applause because I want a ragtime melody.
Boo-boo-boo-boo-boo, Gary and Bing Crosby, and play a simple melody on KUWS.
Harriet's been working the phones, and I don't know if she can keep up with all of the people on the different phone lines.
Are you there, Donna Mae? Are you there?
No, this is Donna Faye.
Oh, goodness. Let me try this line.
Donna Mae here, Harriet.
Oh, let me see if I can connect the lines with everybody. Is that you, Rose McCoskey, with the Lake Debagamon Toboggan Society?
That Toboggan Society is good.
They always get things done.
I'm here, Harriet.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. Can you hear me now, Donna Faye?
This is Donna Mae.
I'm Donna Faye.
Oh, goodness.
And this is Engineer Joe. Who would like some privacy on my phone call, if you please? Shush.
Sorry, Joe.
Anyway, Lucy, I saw the night out at the Black Cat and then maybe a little submarine racing under the stars.
Shoot!
Harriet! Look, Lucy, I'll have to call you back. Shush!
That Lucy, she'll go out with anyone.
No standards at all. None at all.
But I went out with Joe.
He's not so bad. Kind of bony.
Bony?
Hang up, Joe!
Shush!
I need your help with Mr. Hinkin, ladies. He sounds like a kind of soul.
In a grumpy, antisocial kind of way.
He prefers the company of a cat and dog to people.
You may be onto something there.
I hear he's been in that shack since the logging camp closed in 1924.
A man who couldn't be tamed.
Isn't that just like a man? Try to tell him something, and he goes running off.
They never listen.
Never.
You can talk to them about relationships until you're blue in the face.
And all they do is get red in the face.
And how can they live in such filth?
Men.
Sounds like they don't know that they're on the radio.
Sounds like they're talking about Jack.
All right, ladies, now what's the plan?
The Ladies Toboggan Society of Lake Nebagamon has warm clothing, hats, mittens, thick socks and booties.
The Women's Christian Temperance Union can rustle up some canned goods and homemade jellies. And, of course, a Bible with pages marked for his reference. And we've got some booties for him, too.
Oh, wonderful. The good book and booties.
And the Pilgrim Lutheran Church Dorcas Circle has warm blankets, comforters, quilts, and pillows for his cat boots. And we've got some booties, too. Imagine that.
So, are the booties for Boots or Hankin?
We'll meet tomorrow for a trip to Bayfield. This is so exciting.
Bye,
girls.
Bye, hair.
So, boys, what will you chip in for Mr. Hinkin?
Dog biscuits for Prince.
Catnip for Boots.
A few bottles of my special cough medicine. He needs a warm-up.
Got any of that now? Stay tuned for H.V. Kaltenborn with the news. Live Like a Millionaire, Duffy's Tavern, and Life of Riley. We'll be back same time, same place, on your radio dial. The good Lord willing, and we can figure out how the hermit can get his cake and eat it, too. No kidding. Free food.
And footies.
It'd be kind of nice if we got that same kind of attention.
Here's a guy who wants to be left alone, and what happens? He's got more women than all of us put together.
Say.
All right. That's it. I'm sick and tired of people. I want nothing to do with them.
Jake's right. People are a big pain.
It's a shack alone in the woods for me. And Harriet, don't bother visiting me. From now on, I'm going to live off the land. I insist you don't bring me anything.
Me too.
Count me in.
You boys are going to be hermits together?
Yes.
It gets lonely being alone.
This sounds more stupid than it sounds.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1950, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Fahrig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances by Duke Skorich, Don Hansen, Danielle Kading, Gene Andreese. All events reported on Radio Superior 1950 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.